Success FM 100 on your dial. Keep listening.
The time is now 10 a.m.
Business Suite will on Thursday, May 13, 2010, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., presents exclusively the Kingston Properties Limited Investor Briefing.
This Business Suite produced radio program will be broadcast live on Best FM and streamed live on BESSFM.com.
Numbers to call with your question and comments for the Kingston Properties Limited Investor Briefing is
876-906-0955. Or 876-906-5801.
Copies of the financial report can be found on the Jamaica Stock Exchange's website. This broadcast is sponsored by Kingston Properties Limited.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the investor briefing for Kingston Properties Limited for its first quarter ended March 31st, 2010. Let me first introduce myself. I'm Favel Williams, Executive Director. This morning, it is also my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Pierre Shirley, who is online with us. He's been with the company in a consulting capacity since February. He brings with him a wealth of experience in real estate, having graduated with a master's degree in real estate finance from Florida International University, and has been working in the industry for more than 10 years in a variety of capacities, with the latest being at L&R Partners, where he reviewed and underwrote commercial real estate loans. As you heard earlier, copies of the company's financial statements are available at the Jamaica Stock Exchange website at www.jamstockex.com, as well as the company's website at www.kpreit.com. That's www.kpreit.com. And you can also email us at info@kpreit.com. That's info@kpreit.com. First, I want to thank the promoters, Mr. Aldo Smith of Business Suite, for pioneering this medium, for communicating with shareholders, investors, and the public at large about the business of Kingston Properties. I firmly believe that the more education and information investors in Jamaica's financial markets have, the more robust and vibrant the markets will be. Companies will then see the possibilities that the markets offer. Investors will have a higher degree of comfort and will see the equity markets more and more as part of their long-term financial planning. As you're well aware, in the past, companies have sought to bring investors together in a physical location. I believe the cumbersomeness of that process, the amount of time required to plan, to book the location, get the presentation together, have your senior management allot their time for this, have brought a certain burden on companies. And that's why I think the investor briefings in the Jamaican financial markets have been few, especially for the quarterly results. Obviously, because of the requirement for annual general meetings, companies have had to have a physical meeting with shareholders. But given that we're living in the 21st century with technology all around us, and you know what they are. They include Facebook, Twitter, High Five, conference calls, YouTube, you name it. I think companies such as Kingston Properties ought to leverage that technology to bring information about the company to the marketplace and promote learning about financial markets. We've always faced the issue of the relatively low penetration of internet and, frankly, the high cost of bandwidth. But now what we have with this pioneering effort here is a marriage of old technology, which is radio audio format, with the power of the internet. And so now we're able to reach a much broader audience and bring more information to the investors about the market. And going forward, we at Kingston Properties commit to using the technology to bring in information to investors and to the market at large, you know, on a quarterly basis. So having said that, let's talk about the results of the company. On behalf of the Board of Directors of Kingston Properties, we're pleased to present the group's consolidated financial statements for the quarter ended March 31st, 2010. The group ended its first quarter with revenues of $1.8 million and net profit of $3.2 million. revenues were generated from the property that we bought on March 5th of this year, the Miami Loft property in downtown Miami, Florida, USA. If you look at this quarter versus the comparable quarter last year, you'll notice that the primary assets we had then was the Carlton Savannah Hotel. It was in construction, and so it was not revenue generating. So this is the first quarter that we have operating properties that are generating revenues. And for this quarter, we only started generating revenues in the month of March. So going forward, based on the properties that we now have, revenues on a quarterly basis should look much stronger. Operating and general expenses were roughly $3 million. Approximately 84% of the change in operating and general expenses year on year were as a result of direct property operating costs, rental of office space, and staff costs. And in terms of examples of direct property operating expenses, those would include things like real estate taxes, insurance, and fees that we have to pay for the condo units that we own. Net finance income was $4.4 million compared with $16.8 million for the March 31st, 2009 quarter. You may be asking, why is there such a big difference? If you recall, in the March quarter, we had a significant move in the Jamaican dollar. All our assets are in U.S. dollars, but our financial results are reported in Jamaican dollars. So when we do the conversion, we had a big unrealized foreign exchange gain in that quarter. And hence, when you look at the comparisons of our net finance income, you will see that that was what contributed a year ago. The Jamaican dollar this quarter is much stable, is a lot more stable than it was in the March quarter of 2009. So there was very little in terms of foreign exchange gains there. On down, still looking at the income statement, profit for the period was $3.2 million, rounding it, compared with $16 million for the similar period last year. And again, it's the impact of unrealized foreign exchange gains there on the 2009 quarter that contributed predominantly to profits in that period. Turning now to the balance sheet, as of the 31st of March 2010, current assets were $416.8 million, consisted primarily of cash and reverse repo agreements of $374.8 million. Investment property of $245 million represents the acquisition of the 19 condo units in the Miami Loft building in downtown Miami, Florida, that I talked earlier about when we were going through the income statement and looking at the revenues. The units were acquired with leases in place, and since then we've been having a really good time in terms of interacting with the tenants and doing what we need to do to manage that property there. It's been a good experience for us so far. The group's balance sheet also shows a deposit of $32.1 million on investment property. This represents the deposit that was made on a property on Hagley Park Road right here in Kingston, Jamaica. This transaction was subsequently completed in April, and it will be reflected in our June quarter. The tenant there is a subsidiary of a leading global provider of commercial cleaning, sanitation, and hygiene solutions for businesses. On other items of note on our balance sheet, notes payable of $151 million represents a drawdown under a credit facility held at Pan Caribbean Bank. The notes are secured by Carlton Savannah REIT, our 100% wholly owned subsidiary in St. Lucia. It has deposits totaling US$1.7 million. Shareholders' equity at the end of the quarter was $501.7 million. So those, in essence, if you look at what we've, there's a lot more information in terms of the the publication that we've put out that's accessible to you at the Jamaica Stock Exchange website, www.jamstockx.com, as well as the company's website, www.kpreit.com, K-P-R-E-I-T. And if there are questions, again, we have available a phone number here, 906-5801. If you have questions, you can call us, and I'd be very happy to answer those questions. As you look through the statements as well, if you have additional questions, please feel free to email us at info@kpreit.com. So that's a summary of the financial results for the March quarter ended March 31st, 2010.
Business Suite will on Thursday, May 13, 2010, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., presents exclusively the Kingston Properties Limited Investor Briefing.
This Business Suite produced radio program will be broadcast live on BESS FM and streamed live on BESSFM.com.
Numbers to call with your question and comments for the Kingston Properties Limited Investor Briefing is
876-906-0955. Or 876-906-5801.
Copies of the financial report can be found on the Jamaica Stock Exchange's website. This broadcast is sponsored by Kingston Properties Limited.
Hey, you, come on, man. See me here. Watch ya. You might put on seatbelt. I just run the corner we are going to bridge in.
Me now watch that in a star.
Watch out! Go!
Wearing a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. Buckle up today.
A message from the National Road Safety Council and National Health Fund.
For a better choice in all your electrical supplies, A, authorized 3M dealer and better brand names, B, better service including free island-wide delivery, C, all major credit and debit cards accepted, it's ABC Electrical Sales, shop number 8, Hagley Park Plaza, Kingston 10, open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We make your electrical jobs as easy as ABC. Call 754-382-528 or fax 754-365. ABC Electrical Sales for a better choice.
A difference you can hear. A difference you can feel.
Best FM 100 on your dial. Keep listening.
Welcome back to the Investor Briefing for Kingston Properties Limited. We have online now Mr. Pierre Shirley, who I had introduced to you earlier on. He's a consultant with Kingston Properties. He has been working in the real estate field for a very long time, over 10 years now, primarily in the U.S., but he also has some local experience. And we have him now, and we're going to ask him to just give us a little bit of an introduction in terms of the real estate industry.
Good morning, Favol, and our fellow listeners. I'm pleased to be here with you this morning. As Favol has mentioned, I have significant experience in the real estate industry, mostly in the U.S., particularly in Florida. Been involved in real estate there over the past 10 years, and I'm pleased to be a part of Kingston Properties, and as we look to maximize on our investments and provide exceptional yields to you, our investors.
Okay, Pierre. One of the areas that you and I know people have been very interested in is real estate. When you look across Jamaica, based on the information that's been coming to us, based on our experience in the market so far, we believe there are, you know, just lots of opportunities for people to invest. But one of the problems that has plagued especially small investors over the years has been kind of the opening price, how much they'd have to come up with to invest in commercial real estate. Kingston Properties, we believe, is the vehicle through which investors should make their investment in real estate, because it offers you the opportunity to buy as many shares as you want or as little as you want. The markets offer you the flexibility. It gives you some liquidity in terms of, you know, trading out of the shares if you've changed your mind, or buying more if you like what the company is saying. But just, talk a little bit about real estate in terms of the where, how it should be positioned in people's portfolio, you know, whether it should be a part of it or not.
As you rightly said, Favol, there seems to be tremendous interest investing in real estate, and challenges that are commonly faced in investing in real estate is, one, the fact that it's traditionally it's not a very liquid asset, and so therefore when investors would like to consider investing in real estate, if they have a very short-term horizon, they get detracted from investing in real estate because of its illiquidity, because, as of course, you know, real estate cannot be sold overnight. Other challenges that investors will face is having to come up with significant down payments if they're going to be seeking financing, and or if not seeking financing, just a significant amount of capital that is required to invest in real estate. And for all of these reasons make investing in real estate traditionally very challenging for the average investor. One of the advantages of looking towards investing in a company such as Kingston Properties is, again, as you mentioned, we can offer, we offer the real estate in the instrument of shares, and therefore this breaks down these challenges as the tremendous amount of capital that is required to invest in real estate traditionally is not required when investing in a real estate investment trust such as Kingston Properties. Therefore, people can invest in a capacity that they're comfortable with, in a capacity that they can afford, and based on their time horizons, when the time comes about that they may need to liquefy the asset, you know, the shares are available to sale, for sale in the open market.
Okay. And we should give our listeners, which may include some of our very own shareholders and analysts as well, just a sense of what has been happening in the Jamaican market. The real estate sector in Jamaica is quite a large one. It has different parts to it. There's residential, there's commercial, and you even break down those sectors into, you know, finer gradations. When people wake up in the mornings, they listen to the news, they hear about these investments that are going on in the hotel sector, and on the North Coast, they hear about office buildings and all different types of property, of investments that's going on. But could we kind of just give them a little bit of a picture of kind of you, how you see the landscape?
I see the local real estate market as a very attractive one. One of the challenges that we do face locally in Jamaica is, you know, real estate is typically expensive, and of course there are several factors that contribute to that, one of them just being even just the cost of construction, you know. And so again, you know, here are these real estate opportunities and investments that individuals may want to pursue, but from an individual standpoint, they again face the challenges of the capital requirements in order to pursue these investments. We as Kingston Properties, obviously, because of our structure, create an opportunity for these specific individuals who may have interest in investing in real estate to buy shares through our organization, and therefore can facilitate the acquisition of some of these assets to create great investments and diversification of one's investment portfolio.
Thank you. We've been talking about real estate from the small investor perspective, obviously there are large investors such as pension funds, and we know that there are many, many pension funds in Jamaica. Their primary asset, the primary asset they've been investing over the years, especially for the small to medium-sized ones, have primarily been the government of Jamaica securities. Real estate ought to play a very vital role in the portfolios of pension funds because they are long-term. They have a very long-term horizon. It can offer yields that are quite good. And again, we would encourage pension funds as well to take a look at the financials of the company, to give us a call. We'd be very happy to speak with them further about the company and how best they could help to position their portfolios so that they have exposure to real estate, which will benefit their pensioners in the long run as well. And I think we have two questions from people who've been listening to us either on the web or via Best FM.
Yes, we have two questions. How much of a risk exposure is the Florida investment in light of the recent foreclosure crisis? And is the investment in Florida an indication that you're comfortable that the foreclosure crisis has ended in the U.S.?
Well, I'll take that on, and Pierre, you can jump in. I've been following the U.S. market for a very long time now. From different perspective, I was an analyst in that market for well over 10 years. Since I've moved to Jamaica, I've continued to follow that market. I'll speak generally about the U.S. and then I'll ask Pierre to speak specifically about the Florida market. What we've seen over the last, I'd say, 6 months or so is a recovery in the U.S. economy in general. Not everywhere, not evenly, but just in general across the economy. We've seen the manufacturing sector rebound. We've seen consumers kind of put their toes back into the water in terms of spending. You look across the service sector, you're seeing some rebound there. And all of that is good for the real estate industry because it means people start feeling comfortable again about their spending power. They can begin to repair their credit history. They'll start looking for homes to buy. Businesses will start looking for office space. And all of that is providing a very solid background for the real estate industry as a whole. Across the U.S., different states have had different experience with the real estate, some better than others. Florida is one that has been in the papers a lot because it went through a period of just significant building, and I think it took a major hit in terms of real estate. But what we're seeing now, I think, are signs of recovery. And I'll just turn over to Pierre to be a little bit more specific about the Florida market.
With regard to your question of the risk involved with the foreclosure market. We were very strategic when we looked at the acquisition of the condo units, and we did buy those units significantly below what those units would have been offered to at the general public, and also significantly below what they were selling for 2, 3, and 4 years ago. So in terms of us being concerned about if the foreclosure market is over, I think we were able to overcome that concern based on the price that we bought in. Besides the fact that we are looking at real estate as a long-term investment, with our horizon, we feel quite comfortable and satisfied that there will be adequate time for the value in the properties to increase But even more importantly than that, our investment horizons are not based on the appreciation and increase in values, but more based on the cash flows that currently exist on the properties. And when we looked at these properties and bought these properties, they were all currently occupied and being rented at the current market rents, which realized suitable returns that we found adequate to offer to our investors.
Right. And our experience thus far has been quite good in terms of the tenants that we have there. It's a market in which people pay their rents on time. There's no question that you have to ask them to get their rent. So we bought into a location that's very desirable in downtown Miami. So I agree with you, Pierre, just in terms of our risk exposure there. Next question.
The Kingston properties business model is somewhat new to Jamaica. How do investors gauge the value of the company and assess it going forward?
Well, the business model of Kingston Properties is to invest in real estate in Jamaica, the wider Caribbean, and in international markets, and make the cash flows from those properties available to its investor in terms of dividends that are paid to them on a periodic basis. Our plan is to provide to be in the top rank of companies that provide dividends to investors among those companies listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange. So when people think of us, going forward, we'd like to get to that point where they know us as the high dividend paying company. That's what our focus is. That's what we wake up every day to do, to find good properties that are generating solid, sustainable cash flows so that we can then pass those through in a very efficient manner to our shareholders. You're probably correct that model is a little bit new to Jamaica. It's not new to the rest of the world. As you look across developed and some developing countries, a lot of those companies have real estate investment trusts in them that are supported by tax regulations. And they do exactly what I just said in terms of investing in real estate and making the cash flows from those real estate properties available to their shareholders.
One other question just came in. Your investments so far have largely been outside of Jamaica. Is that an indication of a lack of confidence in the Jamaican market?
No, it is not an indication of a lack of confidence in the Jamaican market. In fact, we did put out a press release earlier in this quarter in April that we had purchased a property on Hagley Park Road. Hagley Park Road is one of the well-known streets in the corporate area. We bought a significant property there, fully tenanted, and the numbers from that property will be reflected in our June quarter. We have a lot of confidence in the Jamaican economy based on what we are seeing. When we look across different sectors, I think we have hopes of a recovery. Tourism is a big sector in Jamaica that's looking up. There are other areas as well. Agriculture seems to always have been a bright spot in Jamaica as well. Yes, we have a lot of confidence here about this economy and just about real estate property in general, commercial real estate. Pierre, you want to add anything?
No, I would definitely concur that we do have significant confidence in the local market, and we do believe that there are very attractive assets here, which we are currently looking at and analyzing, as you very well know, Favel. However, one of the things that we do have to remind the investors of, as one of our strategies that we employ as we try to acquire assets, is using the strategy of leverage to increase the annual yields on the properties, and of course, you know, our financial markets in Jamaica are not offering us the terms and conditions that we find to be the most favorable in terms of being able to strategically leverage some of these assets that we would look at and increase and maximize the yield that we would offer to our investors. And so, of course, that contributes to the assets that we look at in the U.S. as, you know, financing is more readily and easily accessible with much more favorable terms. Again, the ultimate objective at the end of the day is to maximize the yield that we offer to our investors.
Yes.
One other follow-up question to that. Downtown Kingston is being targeted by the government and a number of other private sector companies for development and further investment. There is also a significant amount of incentives offered to companies for development in the downtown Kingston area. Does Kingston Properties intend to take advantage of these incentives and this growing development in downtown Kingston?
Yes, without a doubt. We've been looking at several properties in the downtown area. You know, it takes a while to do the assessment. It takes a while to pull all the parts together, all the pieces together. Downtown is an interesting part of Kingston. We all know the history of it in terms of it, the vibrancy that it once had. We've all kind of witnessed the decline in terms of from an economic perspective and the rise in the perception of crime or actual crime in the area. But it's an area that I've been looking at with great interest, understanding what's playing out there in terms of companies that are moving back there, what they're doing, what their needs are, because when we buy a property, we have to be confident that we have tenants in those properties that can continue to make the lease payments on the property. We do not do speculative purchase of real estate with the hopes of, you know, doing whatever. We buy properties that are going to be occupied by sound and solid businesses. So for us, it may take a bit longer in terms of our process, but downtown Kingston is on our radar screen without a doubt. All right. I think that's the end of the questions. All right, Pierre. We're going to wrap up this part of it. For our listeners out there, we hope we gave you a good sense of what the company is about, what its financial results were for the quarter. Again, we'd invite you to come visit our website at www.kpreit.com. Not only do we have our current financial statements there, but we also have our historical financial statement. We've been a public company since August of 2008. We've published our results every quarter since then. We've published audited results for 2008, 2000, and 2009. You can feel free to take a look at those results. We also, on the website, bring to you real estate information from across the globe. Whatever information that we think is relevant for investors, we try to tap into that, and we bring into our website for you as well. So please feel free to do that. And as always, we welcome your questions. You can email us at info@kpreit.com, or you can call us at 978-8852. We'll be happy to answer your questions that way as well. So we want to thank you for listening. And we're going to take a break and come right back.
General Generator Sales and Services, visit Shore Generators, located at 7 Carpenter Road, Kingston 10. Telephone 908-3670. That's 908-3670. So be sure to shop at Shore for all your generator needs.
New Optimum Care Anti-Breakage Therapy reduces hair breakage and leaves your hair 100% stronger. The best results follow with other products from the Anti-Breakage line. Soft Sheen Carson. My style, my way.
Driver, slow down and stop the reckless overtaking now.
You never hear say time is money. He's a driver. Why would a minibus driver and taximan drive so bad?
Why him have to drive so hard? Me not gonna make you kill off me and me pick me there.
One stop driver, make a command for this bus. Me say stop.
Me come in with you. The rest owner take chance with no life. Have mercy. That could have been us.
And look how we did warn me.
Passengers, your safety is in your hands. Say one-stop driver and get off if the driver is speeding, overtaking recklessly, and not obeying the rules of the road. Don't give away your life. It is too precious. A message from the National Road Safety Council and National Health Fund.
Best FM, 100 on your dial. Keep listening.
Busy Suite will on Thursday, May 13, 2010, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., presents exclusively the Kingston Properties Limited Investor Briefing.
This Business Suite produced radio program will be broadcast live on Best FM and streamed live on BESSFM.com.
Numbers to call with your question and comments for the Kingston Properties Limited Investor Briefing is
876-906-0955. Or 876-906-5801.
Copies of the financial report can be found on the Jamaica Stock Exchange's website. This broadcast is sponsored by Kingston Properties Limited.
Hello again to you. We would, as we conclude this investor briefing for Kingston Properties Limited, we'd like to thank our shareholders for their continued support as we maintain our focus on building a diversified portfolio of real estate properties located in Jamaica, the wider Caribbean, and other international markets. We also like to have our listeners know that a replay of this broadcast is going to be available at our website. As of tomorrow, you can go there and re-listen to it, or you can tell other people who you know who may be interested to do that as well. And I'm going to ask Pierre if he has any closing comments.
I just wanted to touch on a couple of things that you had touched on earlier, and also even from one of the questions from one of our callers. You know, I was able to pull up two recent articles with regard to the question regarding the foreclosure market in Florida and confidence. And I have an article here that was issued by the National Association of Realtors, which reads here, and I quote, "Existing home sales increased 24% last month, with a total of 10,465 homes sold statewide compared to 8,444 homes sold in January 2009. And that was actually a report at the end of January. And subsequent to that, there was an additional report also by the National Association of Realtors at the end of February, which also indicated, and I quote again, existing home sales increased 21% last month, with a total of 11,890 homes sold statewide compared to 9,867 homes sold in February 2009. Unfortunately, I don't have the March or April results readily available. But just these two reports alone are an indication of the market turning around in Florida, an increase in consumer confidence, and that properties are now moving and changing hands again. One of the other things that I wanted to touch on was also when we talked about directing a little focus to the larger investors and institutions and the pension fund managers. And I wanted to point out one of the advantages why, either pension funds or some of these larger institutions who may want to invest and diversify their portfolio in real estate, why they should consider Kingston Properties is because we at Kingston Properties are in the real estate business. That is our business. You know, the pension funds and the institutions, they have other business that they are into and that they are focused on and specialize in. And just because they want to diversify and or invest in real estate does not mean that they need to get involved in real estate. That's where we come in as Kingston Properties, where, you know, they can determine the amount of funds that they want to allocate to real estate, but not get involved in the day-to-day management of real estate and the day-to-day analyzing and studying of the real estate markets. And that's one of the advantages that we as Kingston Properties can offer to these institutions, and I just wanted to raise that point for them to consider.
Great. Thank you, Pierre. Also want to remind our listeners that our stock symbol is KPREIT. So when you look in the financial papers and you see us, that's the stock symbol. That's what the Jamaica Stock Exchange has us at when they put out their information about, the stock prices of companies that are traded on the exchange. The way that people get involved is obviously directly through their brokers, not by calling us at Kingston Properties, but just going to see your broker if you're interested. So thanks again, listeners, and we look forward to doing this again when we report our June quarter results, this very same format, because as I said earlier on, we think it is the way to go in terms of investor briefing in Jamaica. We're able to reach a wide audience here to bring you information about the company and allow you to ask us questions about it. As a participant in the market, I am hoping that other companies will follow this lead as well, because the more people who are involved in the financial markets in Jamaica, as I said earlier on, the more vibrant it will be for our futures collectively, individually, and as a country as a whole. Thanks again. Thank you for listening.
Today, connecting you with the right people, seeking to improve your personal net worth and business financially here on Best 100 FM in Kingston, Jamaica.
Best FM 100 on your dial. Keep listening.